I'm sitting here with Maxime, who most of you know quite well, because whenever Maxime has to say anything, we usually end up praising him, complimenting him, congratulating him. And Maxime, as we also know, is going to start a very big project. Welcome, Maxime, to this little interview.
Thank you. Hello.
I'm going to start the questions with a very basic one. What is the primary objective of this project of yours? And can you describe a little bit?
Yes. So the goal of the project is to re-engine a thermic plane into an electric one. So the goal is to change the engine with an electric motor.
Is that all?
Excuse me?
Is that all?
So that's the first objective. And the second one is to do a trip around France with this plane and to fly with this electric plane. Okay. And we have the idea to embark some handicapped children to discover the future of aviation.
Well, that sounds pretty easy. You just take an engine out of the plane, put in an electric motor, start the ignition and fly away.
Yes, this project sounds very simple, but there are a lot of engineering on this project. So we need to check the plane to replace with battery and to do some to study the plane a lot.
Okay, so tell me, what inspired you to do this project, to launch this project? What inspired you to launch this project?
Firstly, at school we have a lot of automobile projects, but they are not very big aeronautic projects, so we want to develop one, and that's why we want to do this project with a big budget and to engage a lot of students and to develop the aeronautical part of the school.
Mm-hmm. When you say a big budget, how big is big? What numbers are you looking at?
The first estimation was at 200,000 euro for this project.
And you have got the money together? Have you spoken to the bank and said we would like 200,000 euros and we will fly you around France in an electric plane?
For the moment, we haven't this money. That's why we want to contact some company to work together and to have some help, money help or engineering help or some material from different company. Like the plane or motor with a different company according to the school.
Okay, so who are the key stakeholders in this project? Who are the main project players?
For the moment, we are five totally engaged on the project in first year. And this week we want to engage other people in second or third years at school.
And how will you sell them this this idea of yours? If you want them to become part of your project team, what is your sales pitch? What are you going to tell them?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, why should people want to join your project team? How are you going to explain it to them that what your project is about. Is
we want to do a presentation and going to the different class at school and to present the project at the second, third, and fourth years in the class and specialized in aeronautics.
Mm-hmm. Will I get paid if I am part of the project team? Will you pay me money?
No. Oh no. Nobody can pay for the project. So
okay. So how long do you think this project will last? When do you want to actually fly this plane project to?
For the moment, we estimate this project for 5 years. But we know that that there are another school in Switzerland who do a similar, not exactly the same, but a similar project in just 2 years. But we also know that this school have a lot of partnership. And in my school, we estimate this project for 4 or 5 years.
So when you say that there is another school in Switzerland who is doing the same or similar, do you see them as competition or do you see them as colleagues? Would you go to them and ask them for advice and information or would you say?
I think that's a little bit the truth because in engineering school, we can help together. So the Switzerland school can help us and we can help them. But yes, there is a little competition between the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how are you going to organize this project? You are 5 people at the moment. Are you the project leader at this point? Or what is your role? And how are you going to organize this project as it stands now?
So for the moment, I'm the I am the co-leader of the project, and we are 5. But in a few weeks, we will be a little bit more with second, third, and fourth years. And so we are going to engage some people. And during the 5 years, there are different parts. The first is to find some partnership and a little bit of money for the project. The second is to do the dimension of all the electrical part for the plane. So we want to dimension the electric motor, the batteries, how to integrate the motor and the battery on the plane. And the third part is to take the plane physically and to make the project really physically.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you just cannot build the plane and then take it to an airport and fly it. You will need some authorization. You will need some certification. Have you thought about that?
Yes. For that, we have EASA, which is the European. So some people in Europe deliver the certificate to fly with the plane. That's why we want to have a person for EASA who check the part of the plane to deliver the certificate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Milestones. What sort of milestones, what sort of steps would you need between now and when you take off in a few years' time? Do you have what do you want to achieve, let's say, in 2023, in 2024? Because you are not just working on this project, you are also studying, and you will want to go to some parties, and you have your gymnastics, so you have a busy life already. So how are you going to plan this project into building blocks, milestones?
For 2023, we wanted to do a big part of the paper for the project, because there are big administrative parts, and we want to find some partnership this year. And after that, we want to really engage the study for 2024. For 1 or 2 years, 2 years maximum. And so in at the middle of 2025 or maximum in 2026, we want to have the plane to begin the integration of electric motor and batteries. And finally, do the trips around France at the end of 2026 or in 2027.
So you're going to get a plane from somewhere. Is there an airport near Laval where you can keep this plane, or where are you going to park it?
So in Laval, there are an airport and an aerodrome. And the aerodrome know the association who we want to develop the project, and we are going to do another association with this aerodrome to do the project to.
To see through this project,
to see the plane and to work on the plane.
Okay, so you can park it nearby, and you can work on the plane whenever you want to. So do you actually want to do the rebuilding of the plane yourself, you and your project colleagues?
Yes, we did all the work by me and my team.
Mm-hmm.
But that's possible to have some engineer or partnership who check what we do.
Okay. So you said you are the co-leader of this project. So at the moment, you are a team of five friends or five people. Who is going to do what?
For the moment, all people work on all parts, and we are going to focus people on the on point of the project this week. We have a meeting to distribute the different parts, and we want to have a person who check the communication, another about the certification, another about partnership, and voila.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the budget, you said, is about 200,000 euros. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Do you have 200,000 euros?
No. No, but in this 200,000 euro, there are the plane, the electric motor, the batteries, the aeronautic material, all the communication, and voilà. So all part of the project is on this 200,000, and the goal is to have a plane from a company who give the plane, the electric motor too, the batteries too, and all of that was possible. And the school have some partnership who can give the material, and so mm-hmm. that reduce the money we need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about documenting the project and also keeping maybe the project without sharing the project on social media? So are you thinking about that? Maybe a Facebook page or an Instagram page or something like that?
Yeah, so we need to have some social media for the project, for the communication. And we want to have an Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, also a website for the project, and to communicate about the project, which part we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So with communication, some partnership can see what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And can engage themselves on the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is for you at this point? I mean, you were very, very much at the beginning of this project. Mm-hmm. What do you see the major challenges being of this program? What's the biggest problem at the moment?
For the moment, the major challenges is to find partnership who wanted to help us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, for the moment, that the biggest challenge. So we have just finished to pass this part, but with the school and the association. So the school and the association was okay to begin the project. So that part is finished, and now we need to find a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And to do a lot of communication and to find a bigger team with a lot mm-hmm. of students.
So you're 19 years old.
Yes.
You and the others, you're all teenagers. Can you tell us something about what people like you need in order to be successful? A little, can you explain us your mindset? Because we're looking at something that is, by any standards, very, very challenging, very complicated. You don't really know any way forward at the moment. You are working instinctively. You are taking a huge risk. So can you say something, what other people can learn from you about having the right mindset, the right mentality to make this project a success?
Yes. You just need to do what you want. But you need to know what you want, and if you know what you want, you can do everything. So I know what I want to develop, and now I provoke the destiny to do the project, and that's all.
It's that simple, yeah. Just go forward and do it, yeah.
Yes. Brilliant. That's a lot of work, but if you like and if you want, you can.
Is it work or is it fun?
It's fun.
And if it's fun, it's not work, yeah?
It's hard, but it's fun.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly know what I want. I would love to accompany you in the next 5 years. You're in the project team and help document this and certainly follow the project and I look forward to seeing the plane, and hopefully there might be a seat for me available where I can sit in this plane as well and fly from Dubai to Paris. Okay, so we'll see how this continues, and I look forward to more discussions with you about this fantastic project. But before I go, one final question. Do you have a official project name yet, or are you still looking for one?
We have find a name, but the school say that there are other projects with the name, so we need to change.
Okay.
The name of the project, and
so
at the moment we haven't one.
So what was the name that you were thinking of, or can you not say that?
The name was ERA, for electro retrofit airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the name of an other project.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot choose this one.
Okay, so you will send a press release when the project name has been finalized, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Maxime, good to speak to you, and I look forward to more comments and more discussions with you about this project in the future.